and welcome back to From the Nosebleeds, Season 3, Episode 32, the show where we preview this week's upcoming games in the NFL. I'm Thomas Pargrenek, as always, joined by Thomas Coburn and producer Paolo Gismondi. Coburn, what's going on?
Nothing much. I feel like Aaron Rodgers right now. I'm kind of sick. I'm under the actually, I don't even think COVID hit him that hard, but I'm battling through sickness, but anything for the spread picks and game previews. So here I am.
So you mentioned spread picks. Perfect. Last week was maybe, I feel like a broken record. I keep saying this. Maybe the weirdest week ever. All the good teams got blown out. It was a disaster. I got kicked out of my survivor pool. So did a bunch of other people. And you know, it was really weird because I did it again, 4-0 in the spread picks. I want my crown. I'm coming for the top. You should be scared.
Yeah, I went 2-2. So I think I'm 17 and, or no, I don't know what I am overall. We got to do the math, but I have it written down. I'll tell you what I am overall. Let's see quickly.
So in the last 3 weeks, I've gone 4-0 twice and 0-4 once. I am the Jameis Winston of football picks.
It seems and like, I'm 19 just, and 17. Know. So, hey, I'm not doing too shabby, but not as hot as you here. Apparently 8-0.
I took the lead and then you took it again last week because I was on 4. I think I might be back in front. We'll see. We're going to get to them later in the show. But as always, we're going to go through each and every game, starting with the 1:00 on Sunday. We got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Washington football team in Washington. Two teams coming off by. Listen, the Bucs are 9.5-point favorites. Last year after bye, the Bucs didn't even lose a game. So not much here.
No, not at all. I don't think too many people will be watching this. I think I like the Bucs to come out firing after a bye week, fully rested. Tom Brady, scary sight. Washington, most disappointing team, quite possibly this whole season. 9.5. It's a lot of points for a team on the road, but I'm not touching the Washington football team. So if I had to, I'll take the Buccaneers and those points all day.
9.5-point spread, another big spread. Your Lions. Coming off the bye. You know what they say about a Dan Campbell team coming off the bye?
It's a scary sight.
They're coming for both kneecaps this week for sure. They're going into Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh may be the luckiest team in the NFL right now after that Monday Night Football win over the Bears. I don't know. 8.5 feels like a lot of points for a Ben Roethlisberger-led offense.
I think this is potential Lions win. On the road in Pittsburgh.
Last time I said that.
When you said it. This is me.
You know your team. You know your team best.
I think I'll say this. I think they'll cover those points. I think this is a close game that the Lions could pull out. Rested. Pittsburgh playing on a short week. You know, that's, you know, a lot of rest. What is it? Rest versus rust? No, what's the saying? Who even knows?
I know.
I'm out of it. I'm sick. Anyways, I blame it on my sickness. I think the Lions cover. I think it's a terrible game, and I don't think anybody watches it, but I think the Lions cover. I'll tell you that.
So last week, the Texans played the Dolphins, and you were like, I'm watching this. That was the worst game I've ever seen in my life. 9 turnovers between the two teams.
I had Tyrod and Brandon Cooks in fantasy. I thought I did something there. It just missed the boat by miles. Tyrod finished like 5 points. It was terrible.
3 picks. So this week, you said, I don't know if anyone's going to watch this. The Dolphins don't play on Sunday. So I got... No. Like this, I might have heavy interest in this game. And you know what? Yeah, I don't want to jinx your Lions because we all know what happened last time I said that. But the Steelers are kind of riding high right now because everyone went into the season saying they're going to be terrible, they're going to be terrible, they're going to be terrible. They're in a wild card spot right now. And face it, is regardless of your opinion on this team, they're playing a lot better than expected. And it looks like, once again, they're going to be in that Mike Tomlin classic. They're going to have a winning record. I think there is going to be a time in the season where they hit a big speed bump. And I think that could be this week. But I'm not going to jinx it because I don't want to do that to you because I did it last time when the Lions played the Eagles. But we'll move on to the Saints and the Titans. Saints missing their quarterback, Titans missing their star running back. Two banged up teams, two teams still, I think, doing pretty well considering the circumstances. Obviously, the Titans won the week last week. I don't know, Titans at home, -3. Adrian Peterson revenge game. I think he went to the Saints for a cup of coffee once upon a time. So,
yeah, I mean, I think it's The lines on the Titans just every week seem so disrespectful, and I hate them. But you know what? At some point, you got to stop doubting them. Tannehill looked decent last week. You know what? Give credit to their defense. They're making plays. That 3 points seems like a steal at home against Trevor Siemian. Like, I don't know. Unless Odell signs last minute and goes for 200 on the Saints, I think the Titans take care of business.
So the thing with the Titans is, even with Derrick Henry, I think this spread is still 3, because all credit to the Saints, this team is impossible to run on. I think the Falcons had 20 attempts a week ago and barely eclipsed 20 rushing yards.
Yeah.
So it's incredible. Tannehill's going to need to have a big one, but I do get what you're saying. Like, a little disrespectful on the spread of -3.
Just coming off a huge upset. I don't know. But
hey, could be a trap game. Like, everyone's riding high on the Titans right now. I feel this is going to be a spread pick. I know you have first pick this week. I know you hate the Titans.
Maybe I'll take Trevor Siemian. Eh?
This feels like a hot commodity. We'll move on to the Falcons and the Cowboys. So Cowboys a week ago, -10 at home.
Yeah.
They get blown out. This week, -9 at home. They're going to be missing Randy Gregory, who's been one of their better players. You have to think bounce back spot here. But I don't know what I saw with Dallas a week ago. A lot of things just didn't go. I don't know. Did you see the punt that was blocked? But because the ball went forward, the Broncos were able to recover it and they got a first down. Like, little things like that. That does not happen 2 weeks in a row. That doesn't happen twice in a season. I think this is a bounce back spot. But the Falcons can put up points. So 9 kind of feels a little big. I don't know. Am I wrong to think that?
I don't know. I mean, this last week was the first week all year that the Cowboys did not cover. So they were on a tear. I agree it's a bounce back spot, but I think that the Falcons are a bit underrated. I feel like, 9 points is a ton. Remember the last time the Falcons played the Cowboys at home? It was the Falcons onside kick,
right? That was last season, week 2?
Yeah, something like, I think week 2 or whatever. Yeah, something early on anyways. But I think that's too many points, to be honest. I think the Cowboys bounce back, certainly. I think they win this game, but I think 9 is too much.
I will say this, though. As a recent 4-0 spread better, so pretty much a genius, I've learned what the Falcons are. So 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, they beat Miami, and I watched them. I'm like, you know what? They can move the ball. They're a good team. The next week, they were just a measly 3-point favorite against Carolina. I know it's a divisional game, but they were just begging for me to take them. I took them. They had maybe their worst performance of the season. So then I look at them and say, okay, I'm not touching these guys anymore. I've learned. Then they go and they upset the Saints in New Orleans. I believe it was in New Orleans. So now they are playing in Dallas. 9 points feels like a lot, but I'll say it. I want to go on record with it. I am not touching this game because Dak could easily torch them for 400 yards and 4 touchdowns. We'll move on to one of the more interesting games of the week, though. It's an AFC battle, 2 teams vying for a wild card spot, the Cleveland Browns and the New England Patriots. In New England, they're 2.5-point favorites. Is that surprising?
The prove it game of the week. Yeah. It's who's the real deal? It actually does surprise me that that's at 2.5. I don't know. Initial thought is like, I think the Patriots are a good team, and I think they make the wild card potentially. But I think the Browns are just a better team. I don't know. Like, so Nick Chubb is possibly out. They got a COVID situation going on there. So that's always, you know, that's up in the air. But even still, I don't know. It's tough for me to pick against that Browns team in that spot. Like, I know, they're on the road, but I don't know, that pass rush against Mac Jones. I don't know. I don't know what to think of this game. I think it's a bit of a trap. I feel like maybe everybody thinks the Browns are just going to kill the Patriots. Maybe it's a trap that I don't see, but I don't know. I think the Browns take this game.
I feel like I'm higher on the Browns than most people. I really like what New England is doing, but we're recording this on Thursday afternoon. We don't know if Nick Chubb is going to suit up. It looks like it's a bit of an uphill battle, but if you get those 2 negative tests, you can, because he is vaccinated. I don't know. In New England, Belichick is a good coach. New England struggled at home so far this year. Like, to me, this is ultimate toss-up of the week. Maybe I like Cleveland at +2.5 just because you go with the underdog when it's a toss-up. I don't know. Baker, I like what I saw from Baker last week. He was good. Donovan Peoples-Jones, they lose OBJ. They get DPJ, who is just like, I don't know. I'm a huge fan of his. I don't know. I'm so back and forth on this one because both of these teams, I think, you don't always know exactly what you're going to get. Mac Jones is a rookie quarterback. Rookie quarterbacks can be inconsistent. Baker Mayfield, he's still banged up with that shoulder injury. Without a good run game, can he get it done against a very, very strong defense? Last week, it was the Bengals. That's not – that defense can't hold a candle compared to the Patriots. So I think this is going to be very telling for the AFC playoff picture. And I don't know, I'm just scrolling, like, is this game of the week potential? Or there's a lot of
certainly game of the 1 o'clock. It's game of the 1 o'clock. Yeah, yeah.
100%. That's the award we're giving out now. Game of the 1 o'clocks. We'll go to the worst game of the 1 o'clocks. Bills and the Jets. Now the Bills, Kyle Brandt, Good Morning Football, I believe it was him, tweeted, every team has a bye week. The Bills have a bye month. And he said that in the month of, I think, or maybe it was just a 4-week stretch. They had bye, play Miami, Jacksonville, and now the Jets. That's their 4-week stretch. They looked terrible against Miami. They barely won that game. They were only up by 6 points late. They lose to the Jaguars. All of a sudden, a lot of pressure going into New York to play the Jets, who are on a long week coming off a Thursday night football game.
And Mike White is looking like he's going to play, I'm pretty sure, right?
Who's just dynamite. Sure. That's what they call him. Dynamite White. That's my nickname for him.
That's a terrible nickname.
Okay.
I think, though, the minus 12 is I feel like there's going to be a lot of people who think this is the big, turnaround game for the Bills. It was just a one-off, bounce back, murder the Jets. I think the Jets cover
this. Are you going with Dynamite to cover 12 points?
I am. My boy Mike, I think that the Jets cover.
Did you watch the Jets in that Colts game on Thursday night?
Yeah, did I see them almost cover except for a tip deflection?
Okay, but that was maybe the worst prevent defense I've ever seen in my life, and they started playing prevent in like the beginning of the third quarter.
It was pretty bad.
They just allowed them. Like, this is one thing, Zach Wilson, all of a sudden is getting hate now because these other two undrafted quarterbacks have come in and dominated. Yeah. Not dominated, but they put up good, respectable numbers. But it's all prevent, it's all against prevent defenses. So I just wanted to get that off my chest. Not that I'm some crazy Zach Wilson fan. I just, when I see some unjust criticism go to a young quarterback, I have to defend them. I don't know. Bills, the Jets are just, they're bad. I don't know. 2 weeks ago, though, I said that this is the easy lock of the week, and they ended up beating the Bengals.
There you go.
So I should stay away from. How did I go 4-0 with all these takes and predictions? I don't know. Give me the Bills. Give me the Bills minus 12. We'll go on to the Jaguars and the Colts. Another double digit spread. These are everywhere today. Carson Wentz, he's been pretty good this season, aside from a few really, really bad bonehead plays. This is a game for the Colts to continue to build momentum. Jonathan Taylor, now that Derrick Henry's out, rushing title's his to lose.
Yeah, 100%. I think this is a huge letdown spot for the Jags. You just had your basically Super Bowl last week. You beat the Bills. Nobody thought you could do it. Now you go on the road, division rival. I think the Colts They just need to win these games. They still have hopes for the playoffs. I mean, maybe an outside shot at the division. Who knows what will happen with the Titans? But I like the Colts to cover. I think the Jags. They gave it their all last week, and I think you see a couple week stretch of a couple letdown games, and then maybe they give another team a run for their money. But I don't see them doing that in back to back weeks.
When the Jags beat the Dolphins, their response was, I mean, they had a bye, but after that, they played the Seahawks, and I think the final score was 31-3.
Something like that.
So have the Jags not scored a touchdown in North America since it's been over a month?
I mean, I wish we could confirm that on the fly. I'll check.
Because the Dolphins game was in London, obviously. I mean, this is a super silly cherry-picked stat. They really haven't scored a touchdown since they played the Dolphins.
No, they scored a touchdown against the Seahawks. They lost 31-7.
I thought it was 31-6.
Unnecessary hate.
Scratch everything I just said. I don't need to push my Jags agenda. But the point I wanted to convey was that this is a young team, and I think when they win, maybe they get a little too excited because this is not a team that's used to winning. And I think that we're in for a game where Jonathan Taylor just runs, you know, just goes ballistic against this Jaguars defense. And the Colts pick up an easy win to keep up in the division. We got Vikings at the Chargers. The Chargers always make things interesting. They always play close games. Justin Herbert, Kirk Cousins, two quarterbacks that can rack up the passing yards. Justin Jefferson, Keenan Allen, Mike Williams. Like a lot of star power, a lot of big names in this game. Apparently, Dalvin Cook will be playing. And that keeps the line at just three for the Chargers.
This game ends in a missed field goal. I don't know which team kicks it. This team might end up in a tie because both teams just want to blow this game so bad. I don't know.
You got to give more credit to the Chargers. They haven't been that bad at shooting themselves in the foot this year. But they still carry that persona.
I feel that people are not on the Chargers enough for beating the Eagles by three. I feel like that's not...
You know, in Philly, though, like... Okay. You can't. I mean, the NFL is a good league. Like, you can't expect to blow it every single week. I always say this: there's teams that every year are like, look at the Dolphins, 2-7. There's teams like that that you can easily say, "Oh, we should have won this game. We should have won this game." Like that. That the margin is so small that the good teams win games that are so close, and the bad teams lose games that are so close. And that's the reason they're bad, and that's the reason the good teams are good.
Give me the Vikings after all that. Vikings. After that speech, give me the Vikings.
You took the Vikings last week, plus five.
And I was so confident.
I thought it was a pretty good pick. And they came out firing.
Yeah.
Double-digit lead at half. And then all of a sudden, the Ravens take the lead. I'm like, oh my gosh, not only are they going to lose and blow that, they're not even going to cover the spread because the Ravens were up by seven, I believe.
Yeah,
They ended up covering. Is that correct?
Yep.
Game went into overtime, so they covered.
Yep.
Crazy, these Vikings. I don't know how they're 3-5. There's so many teams that I believe that they're better than in the NFC. And the last wild card spot looks pretty wide open. I think they should be in there. But if they are going to get there, they're going to need to win a game like this. You're taking them?
I'm not going to say it's a spread pick, but if we're picking, I would take them to cover. The Vikings. Wow. I don't know about a win, but I like the 3 points.
All right, we'll go to Carolina Panthers and Arizona Cardinals. The Panthers, about maybe an hour ago, 2 hours ago now, just signed Cam Newton. We probably should have started the show with that. But big news in the NFL. I don't think he's going to play this week.
No.
That's fair to assume. Like, come on, he's not going to play in 2 days. But I don't know. PJ Walker going into Arizona. Arizona, again, another double-digit favorite this week. I don't know. I think the Panthers are a disaster, honestly.
I think the Panthers might be one of the worst teams in the league. Kyler is back. We don't know yet.
Sounds like he's going to play because it felt like he was close last week.
And same thing with Hopkins. They're both looking like they might play.
They were game time decisions. Like they went through their warm-ups last week before determining that they're not going to go.
Yeah, and so, they didn't even need them in the end. But yeah, I think, I don't know. I don't know if I'd touch that spread at 10.5. It's a lot of points, but God, I'm not picking the Panthers. They're just... I don't know if there's a team that looks worse than them right now.
It's crazy how fast narratives change, and we're guilty of this because I think if you go back a month and a half ago and watch our episodes, we're probably on record saying, oh, the Panthers start off 3-0. I love their defense, which I still am a big fan of. I'm still a huge fan of the Panthers defense. I think they're for real. I think maybe they can contend for the playoffs. I don't know what happened to Sam Darnold. In weeks one through three, he looked like a pretty solid player.
He looked like the best rushing quarterback of all time. And now they have the best rushing quarterback of all time. Cam.
Is that your take? Is Cam the best rushing? I think it's already Lamar. So
it's definitely Lamar.
So he just tied Michael Vick for 100-yard rushing games, which is absurd because Lamar's what, three, four years in now?
Yeah, four. I think four.
So maybe the Panthers lose this one, but when Cam comes back, they march to yet another Super Bowl against, oh no,
you the know Broncos.
They play the Broncos, but I wanted Von Miller in it. So they're going to play the Rams in the NFC Championship game.
That'd be good. I'd take the Panthers all day.
Okay. You just called them one of the worst teams in the league, by the way.
They are, though.
Speaking of the Broncos, they are up next here on this slate. They are playing at home. They're hosting the Eagles. Now, every week we say there's one game we are not going to watch. I think that is going to be this game. I would say it's the Steelers and Lions. but I spoke about why I'm so interested in that game earlier. So Broncos, yeah. Eagles, Jalen Hurts, Teddy Bridgewater, I'll watch the highlights.
The only thing this game has going for it, I think it's a pretty decent uniform matchup. Eagles, Broncos, it's pretty good.
Like, you got to wear, the Broncos have to wear their orange.
Yeah, yeah.
They're at home, so you got to hope for that.
Yeah.
And then the Eagles white is I think it's a little bit underrated.
It's a crispy white uniform, gotta admit.
Can we do uniform rankings, please? Can that be a thing that we do?
That's an off-season episode.
That's an off-season. That's a huge 100%. Off-season episode, uniform rankings.
2-hour episode.
Okay. I'm more than game for that. Next up, we have the return of the quarterbacks, hopefully. Russell Wilson, we know he's returning. He will be playing going into Green Bay. We don't know if Rodgers will be playing, but I always think Vegas knows, and Vegas has them at 3.5-point favorites. To me, that insinuates Rodgers will probably be playing.
Yeah, that line is not that if Jordan Love is going to play.
Give me those Seahawks. Last week, Jordan Love.
Oh, terrific. Two terrific offenses, the Chiefs and the Packers. Just an amazing game. What was it, 13-0 with like a minute left?
Yeah.
Just awful. But the Seahawks and Packers, I mean, that if both quarterbacks play, the biggest lock of the year is that the Seahawks cover the spread, because there's no way this game ends more than a field goal. It's Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. It's going to be.
It's always a shootout with them, but I.
Yeah.
Maybe the Seahawks roster will get some sort of surge because Russ is back. But what I've seen from this team, I haven't seen a lot of good. I don't know. They still have some good players on the defensive side of the ball. But you know what? I think when you just do Rodgers versus Russell Wilson, all of that, everything else is just noise.
It cancels out.
Maybe we'll get like an overtime thriller. Michael Bennett, we were talking about this earlier today. Michael Bennett gets on his bicycle again, riding around the field after a walk-off comeback win. So you're going with the Seahawks, eh?
That's the all-time. It's one of the all-time uniform matchups as we're on the topic.
I love the Seahawks uniforms. I think the Packers are more appreciated because they're classic. But like, if we really look at them, are they really that? You know what I like? The Packers throwbacks that they wore this year.
Those were good.
With just this the yellow.
This is turning
yellow,
into a uniform episode.
I mean, with all these double-digit spreads, is there really a lot else going on in the NFL this week?
One last thing about this game. This game, I don't know what the schedule is. This game needs to be called by Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. This is
obviously
Buck and Aikman.
A Fox game, because it's, first of all, I don't even know if that's true anymore. I used to be under the assumption that NFC versus NFC was always Fox, AFC versus AFC was CBS. I don't think that's the case anymore. The Texans and the Dolphins played on Fox last week. It's just getting weird. Anyways, but this, like, look at the 4 o'clock. So this has to be America's game of the week, no?
I mean, those Panthers and those Cardinals at the beginning of the year, maybe they thought there was something.
I think
there.
America's game of the week is usually the 4:25. So you got to think.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, yeah. Look, I got no football knowledge here. I don't know anything. Yeah, no, 100%. I just need to hear them.
You got to listen to the person who's 4-0 in the spread picks two of the last 3 weeks.
That's true. That's true.
We'll go to the Sunday Night Football. This is actually the game I'm most excited to see this week. And a lot of that has to do with my misled faith in the Kansas City Chiefs to somehow turn their season around. But let's be honest, it's probably going to be like 17-13 with 2 minutes left, and Derek Carr has a chance to win the game.
The Raiders are going to win this game mainly because the Chiefs suck. The Chiefs are a bad football team. Terrible. No, I don't know. Once again, and now I kind of peeked ahead to the Monday night. Just the uniform matchups are just off the charts here. You've got Raiders and Chiefs and then Rams and 49ers. What a great slate of uniform games. No, the Chiefs suck. Nobody can change
can
my mind.
Can I ask
mind.
You what I mean, a bad uniform my mind. Matchup is? Like, is it just two teams with nice uniforms, or do the colors sort of have to go?
No,
nice
the colors have to complement each other. So a bad uniform matchup? Terrible is Vikings and Chargers.
No, when the Lions played the Ravens this year,
terrible.
And they wore those gray uniforms against a white away team, that was like the Lions, and with all due respect, the Lions deserved to have Justin Tucker break the record on them and lose.
Worst uniform matchup of the week, Buccaneers and Washington football team. It's a terrible uniform
I get it.
Matchup.
I'm starting to understand where you're coming from. I'm
There's
not
a bit
fond
of a science
of,
to it.
I'm not fond of Saints and Titans and Falcons, Cowboys either.
No, no. Yeah, those are terrible.
All right, next episode, we're not even going to talk about the spreads, nothing, just the uniforms. We're going to rank 1 to 16. Maybe
we
should,
new segment. It's we have to do, we go through all the games, all the spread picks, uniform game of the week.
It's a new segment. Well, we already have the game we're not going to watch. I feel like that's like a, like we've never talked about that, but I feel like every week we just talk about one game we're not going to watch.
Yep.
Now there's a uniform segment of the week.
I think there's a uniform game of the week.
Okay, I love it. Monday Night Football, Rams against the struggling 49ers. The 49ers, we thought they had hope to turn their season around last week before Colt McCoy and James Conner just absolutely dominated them in San Fran. San Fran, interesting enough, one win in their last 11 games at home, and they played home again against the Rams.
And guess what? Give me those 49ers.
If the Rams lose again on primetime,
Kyle Shanahan owns McVay. That should be prefaced.
If Kyle Shanahan's name was not Kyle Shanahan, he'd be fired by now.
Yes, that's my thing. Absolutely.
You know, Matt Nagy has a better record than him as head coach. And everyone wants that guy gone.
And a worse team.
Yes. So
but he owns McVay. It's the one thing that the 49ers.
I remember last year, I don't know if they swept them, but I do remember the 49ers beating the Rams on Monday Night Football, I think. I could be completely off.
I think that happened. And I think the quarterback was Nick Mullins.
Can't bet against Nick Mullins.
No, he's just the best. He's the greatest quarterback. If you look at,
funny, we're going so off topic here, but we're going to get into the spread picks after this. Nick Mullins, quarterbacks in their first 16 starts, most passing yards. Number one is Mahomes. Number two is Justin Herbert. Number three is Nick Mullins. Make of that what you will.
He's the third best quarterback of all time. That's what I'll make of it.
He's had the third best start to his career, at least.
There you go.
Are we jumping into the spread picks? You've said your bit about every team.
Yep, spread picks. Here we go.
All right, before we get into the spread picks today, shout out time. I forgot to do this to start the episode, but I wanted to get into it before the spreads. We just finished, before we started recording today, we made guest appearances on the podcast called On the Wild. We're going to put their link to their YouTube channel. Make sure to subscribe to them in the description of the video. We had a blast. We did trivia. I did Dolphins trivia.
And I got
trivia.
Embarrassed.
Coburn did Lions trivia. And of course, who was right?
You were.
I didn't go 5-0. I was close, but it was a lot of fun. They have a great podcast.
Don't let the people know. They got to go watch.
Make sure. Oh, did I just spoil
terrible, terrible promo. Terrible.
What did I say? I said I didn't go 5-0, but I was close.
You said I didn't go 5-0, but I was close. And I was bad too because I said I got embarrassed. We gave away the results.
Go watch the NFL trivia. It was awesome.
Maybe we're lying. Maybe we're just in your head.
And you know what? Maybe what's even more interesting, we gave our picks of who we think is going to make the playoffs on there. It was a lot of fun. And Anuj and Riley of On the Wild, they do a great job. So go and check them out. But spread picks this week, you have the first pick. Go ahead.
Also, one more plug for their podcast. They talk about other topics other than football because they're not idiots like us. We just know about this league and nothing else. First spread of the week. Give me those 49ers. +4.
Oh my gosh.
Monday
this
Night Football.
Guy's asking to
Kyle Shanahan. I hate him. He's a terrible coach, but he owns McVay and Stafford's dead to me. Give me the 49ers +4.
What a terrible pitch for your first overall pick.
Well, it is what it is. I don't know what to tell you.
I'm going to take the Browns +2.5 on the road in New England. I said it earlier. I think this game could go either way. And when that's the case, I tend to go with the underdog, but 2.5 is tough because a field goal, you don't cover. But I'm gonna ride with the Brownies.
How about those Browns? I'll take the Lions +8.5. Talked about it earlier. I said this could be an upset win. I mean, I'm not that confident in it, but I think that they somehow cover this game off a bye. There'll be some trick plays. Excuse me, I almost just coughed up a lung there. There'll be some trick plays. They'll cover somehow. They'll figure it out. Dan Campbell off a bye. You don't want to see him.
Very, very interesting. Oh, there's so many tough ones. You know what I'm going to do? No, you know what? We'll save that for the third pick. I'm going to take the Chargers -3. You said that this game is going to end in a field goal. I'm going to bet against you. And I'm going to say that Justin Herbert has a convincing one, even though I think this is going to be really back and forth.
All right. I don't hate it, but it's going to end in a, sorry. I said it's going to end in a missed field goal. This team will not end in a made field goal. It will not be a clutch win by anybody.
Okay.
Well, somebody will give away this game. It's a guarantee. This could be a disastrous week based on this next pick, because give me Mike White and those Jets. Plus 12 at home. Plus 12 at home.
You have to call him by his nickname if you're going to bet against
him. What was the nickname?
Dynamike.
Dynamike. That's a terrible nickname.
Come on. I just thought of that on the spot, and you're going to bash it.
It's not as good as Trey Area, because I think you said you're probably the first one to say that, and that's like a global nickname.
I don't think that's too hard. No, I'm a fraud.
Okay, fair enough. You're a fraud.
Dynamike, though, if there are t-shirts printed with that,
like, you're suing.
I'm not gonna go that far, but I want my respect. You know when LeBron won and he said, "I want my respect."
Yeah.
That would be me.
What a basketball reference on a football show.
We do everything here.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this my third pick? Third and final spread?
Yeah.
And you've picked your three.
Yes.
So I'm going to make a little confession, because as I'm looking at all these picks, I keep saying to myself, I don't feel good about this week. I don't feel good about this week. Last week when I went 4-0, I'll say it again. I picked the Dolphins -7, -6.5. And I picked the Cardinals. I think it was either a pick 'em or like a +1 at the time. Kyler ended up not playing. Tua ended up not playing. I was going to text you and producer Paolo Sunday morning and say, listen, can I please change off my picks? Because I didn't anticipate two starting quarterbacks being out. There's no way they cover these spreads anymore. I got so lucky to go 4-0.
Well, now that I didn't even realize that, do you know that backup, like that situation with a backup quarterback is 3-0 on this show?
Did that happen to you as well?
Well, so there's Tua, Kyler, Cooper Rush.
You picked, that's right.
I had the Cowboys against the Vikings. Yeah.
So maybe you already took Mike White. Maybe I'll take Trevor Siemian, +3 is my last pick.
That's the biggest trap game of the week. Like, I love that pick.
Titans -3?
Everybody will be on the Titans. Okay,
I'm not listening to you. I'm not letting you sway me. There was one I was looking at. You know what? I'm going to risk it. I was going to touch the game that neither of us were going to watch, but I can't fall into that trap. Seahawks and Packers, Aaron Rodgers back. They show that they're the class of the NFC. They shouldn't have lost last week. He gets them back in the win column. I'm going to take the -3.5 over the Seahawks at home.
I mean, I don't hate it, but I think it's just going to be a field goal game. So I think you might get burnt there. But
I think I could be going 0-3.
Maybe even 0-4, depending on the total.
Oh, the total I'm so money on now. I just pick a game that's going to be a blowout every week.
That's fair. You take the over or the under?
No, I take the under because I assume that one team's not going to score any points.
Well, this is a little bit different. This does not follow that philosophy. I don't know who's going to cover this spread. I don't know who's going to win the game, but I do know that the Browns and Patriots will be under 45.5.
Very interesting.
I don't think anybody's going to be able to move the ball.
I like it. I've had some success picking Patriots totals, but I'm not going to go in that direction. I am going to go with, this is low. This is low, and I'm going to hit the under. Okay. The Lions and the Steelers under 42.5.
I'll give you one chance to change that. That's the biggest mistake you'll ever take.
I know. And honestly, each one of my picks this week, I've picked them and I've said, this is not going to go.
Claypool and Deontay will tear apart that secondary. I'll give you one chance to change it. And you don't want to see Goff off a bye.
No, I don't know if I can. You know what? No, because I was going to pick the under, but I do think the Jets might. No, you know what? Bounce back for the Bills, under 47.5, Jets versus Bills.
Okay.
Even though you took the +12.
Good switch. And uniform matchup of the week.
I thought you said it's the 49ers. I like 49ers and Rams. I think the Rams, this might be a hot take. I love the Rams uniforms.
Terrible take. Terrible.
I love them.
It's not a good take.
And their logo is awesome as well. I don't like their bone. You know, the one that they call bone. It's not white.
Yeah.
I don't like those, but the alternate white and the blue, especially with those yellow pants, some of the best stuff the NFL has put onto the field this year.
You like the LA uniforms, don't you? Rams and Chargers.
Chargers are the best in the league.
I strongly disagree, but that's a very, I know everybody loves. Do you love the powder blue?
Yes. I think it's a little bit overrated, but I do like it.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, uniform, I think it's Rams and 49ers. You can't beat it.
All righty. Those are our spread picks. That's our uniform matchup of the week. We talked about the game we're not going to be watching. We previewed every single game. best of luck to you in fantasy. You're pretty much playing spoiler at this point.
Hey, two other leagues. I'm doing well. Relax.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about this multiple leagues. You know what?
I mean, you're literally in the other league.
I know. And you know what? I'm going all in. I'm making a comeback. I think I've won two out of my last three. So I'm feeling really good about it.
You're going to trade the first round pick next year, eh?
I might. I might be a buyer at the deadline. But anyways, if you made it to the end, thank you for listening today. Enjoy week 10, and we'll see you next week. Don't forget to like and subscribe.
Have a good week, guys.